Hello children. Chapter 3, Weather and Climate, Class 7. Children, we all have witnessed Amphan a few days ago. Before Amphan came, we all knew it was coming. How did we get to know? Yes, you must have read the weather forecast or you must have heard the news on TV. For thousands of years, scientists have tried to predict the weather. The study of weather and its elements is known as meteorology. What is a weather? Weather is an ever-changing phenomena of our environment. Weather keeps changing from hour to hour and from day to day. For example, one fine morning you get up and you see the weather is pleasant. In the afternoon, it becomes very hot. It might rain in the evening. So weather is the atmospheric condition of a given place at a given time. Climate is the sum of the weather conditions of a large area over a long period. Please turn to page 29. We can see the differences between weather and climate. Weather is a short-term atmospheric condition. It refers to a particular station. It can change at short interval. It is influenced by temperature, humidity, etc. Whereas climate is a weather conditions over a long period of time. It refers to a large area. It remains more or less unchanged. It is the collective effect of all its elements. The important elements of weather are temperature, atmospheric pressure, humidity, precipitation, winds, clouds, etc. The difference in temperature is due to the heat zones and pressure belts. Our earth gets its heat from the sun. The process of giving out heat by the sun is called solar radiation. Incoming solar radiation received on the surface of the earth is called insolation. The incoming solar radiation is received in the form of short waves. These waves reach the Earth's surface without heating the atmosphere. Most of this heat energy is reflected back by the Earth's surface in the form of long wave radiations known as the terrestrial radiation. The latitude at which a place is located affects the temperature of the place. The places near the equator gets more direct rays of the sun, so it is very hot in that region. The poles get the slanting rays, so the temperature is cooler as compared to the temperature at the equator. The intensity of insolation, the duration of the sun rays and energy received at a place determines the length of the day. Land is heated and cooled in a much shorter time than water, so the distribution of land and water plays an important role in the temperature. Children, we all know that the earth is surrounded by the atmosphere. The air has weight and it exerts pressure by the vertical column of air per unit of area. It is called the atmospheric pressure. Factors affecting atmospheric pressure. Altitude. The pressure exerted by the atmosphere decreases with height or altitude. At great heights, the air is thinner or less dense than the air at the sea level. Temperature. Atmospheric pressure decreases with increase in temperature. The temperature makes the molecules of air move from apart and hence exert less pressure. The two factors responsible for the formation of pressure belts of the world are the unequal heating of the earth and the rotation of the earth. The region with high temperature have low pressure belts, and the regions with low temperature have high pressure belts.